This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. On Capitol Hill, Democrats and Republicans put aside their differences yesterday to defy a federal court order blocking implementation of a national Do Not Call registry. Lawmakers in both the House and Senate voted overwhelmingly in favor of a hastily drafted bill. It aims to ensure that some 50 million phone numbers won't be bothered by telemarketers as of October 1st. But their efforts may be killed by a second federal court order that followed the bill's passage. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
The legislation, which passed the Senate unanimously and which only 8 House members opposed, challenges a Tuesday ruling by an Oklahoma federal district court. That court said the Federal Trade Commission, which started compiling the Do Not Call list 3 months ago, lacks the authority to enforce it. Lawmakers were indignant yesterday about the court's decision. Arizona Republican John McCain chairs the Senate Commerce Committee.
I must say that opinion came as an amazing surprise to those of us who have been involved in this issue, and a rally served as a rallying cry for the tens of million American households who have signed up for the registry.
The bill that raced through Congress gives explicit authority to the FTC to start enforcing the Do Not Call list next Wednesday. Last night, President Bush said in a statement he looked forward to signing the legislation. But another senator, Connecticut Democrat Chris Dodd, warned that even if the Do Not Call registry does take effect, the law backing it has a loophole which allows some telemarketers who've already called numbers on that list to continue doing so.
We have not heard the end of this issue. There are going to be people coming back once they discover that any prior business relationship pretty much will allow the exception to occur. And I presume they're going to be asking us to come back and even close the loophole down further.
Out of concern for free speech and perhaps their next campaigns, lawmakers made sure the Do Not Call list applied only to telemarketers. Charities, pollsters, and political pitchmen would not be affected. But late yesterday, a federal district court in Denver ruled that distinction amounts to what it called a government restriction on lawful and truthful commercial speech. It, too, blocked the FTC from activating the Do Not Call list. Matthew Spitzer is dean of the law school at the University of Southern California. He says Congress may have to drop its protection of certain groups in the Do Not Call list.
If the second judge's opinion is to stand, it's up to Congress to come back and pass a regulation, as it were, or a law, which allows the Federal Trade Commission to set up a Do Not Call registry for all sorts of phone solicitations.
Since it involves the First Amendment, this latest challenge to the Do Not Call list could eventually end up before the Supreme Court. David Wellner, NPR News.